Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know that they signed Matt Bryant on Saturday. We'd sort of found out that this was a possibility late in the week last week. Yeah, he went in for his physical and for his tryout on Friday morning. The news came out on Saturday that Matt Bryant was going to be brought back. Here's Thomas Dimitroff explaining that process.
We became really creative with how we could do it, and allowed us in the very end, with Julio Jones still to be done, to go after a guy like Matt Bryant, a guy who is a veteran here, who's not going to be a veteran minimum salary. He's going to cost us money, and we thought, obviously, it was worth it.
Yeah, I love all the people say, oh, Matt Bryant to come back for the league minimum. No, he wasn't.
No, he was not. You need me more now than you needed me then. Why would I take less money? And that's the great part about it. Matt Bryant actually is going to be making more money in 2019 than he would have made if they wouldn't have cut him in the first place.
Yeah, I mean,
he's getting $200,000 more for pain and suffering. A financial apology, as Hugh Douglas calls it.
But yeah, it's great to have Matt back on the team now. My only thing is, can he stay healthy? I think that's the biggest thing for him right now. They're not playing outside until December. So, I mean, you're going to be fine as far as him kicking the football in the control climate of the dome. I mean, you had to do it, man. I mean, but here's the thing. They're not going to admit that they made a mistake. We all know why they let him go. But this is just, you know, like you said, it's pain and suffering, $200,000 that he's getting for coming back. But I'm just still, like, don't know, because what if what if he's up for the 56-yarder?
Yeah,
and Andy, and
that could happen.
Oh!
Yeah, a hamstring could happen.
Yeah, you just don't want that to happen.
And then you bring in somebody like Giorgio Tavecchio.
Would you bring Tavecchio back?
No. Probably not.
All right, then.
Probably not.
All right,
not
then.
After what the preseason looked like. I said someone like Giorgio Tavecchio. This year's Giorgio Tavecchio. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But no, Randy, they're not going to admit they made a mistake. Not only that, Thomas Dimitroff sounded like he was going to convince us that that was the plan all
along.
Thank
you. Is that – okay, so it wasn't just me that caught on to that. Like,
I don't think so.
We just wanted to let Matt rest and get some family time in. And, you know, right before the season, we were bringing him back. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I mean, look.
All right, Thomas.
Whatever. You got it right in the end. They finally figured it out. But, like, let's not sit here and pretend like, oh, yeah, you know, because this, that, and then it allowed us – no. You got rid of him, and we know why, to save some money earlier in the year. He's an older kicker. We get all of that. But let's not act like it was ultimately the plan to bring him back at the end of training camp. It was not.
It was not.
Now, I'm glad that they were big enough to make that decision and bring him back, and hopefully he's good. Do you know that he's got the best field goal percentage indoors in NFL history?
Yes.
You did?
No, I knew now.
Oh, now you know. I said, wow, you did that? Dang it.
I'm sorry.
I was really hoping that.
Because you're really hoping that, you know.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, oh, wow, that's interesting information, Andy.
You know, because every time I do say that, then you do that little dance you like to do when people say, great question. You do this little.
Yeah, people don't know that.
Yeah, you just do this little boogie that you like to
do. People don't know that when you and I are interviewing someone, and if they say, oh, that's a good question, I do my little boogie dance.
Yeah, it is a little boogie.
You do your boogie dance sometimes, too, though, on the show.
Yeah, but I really don't I just like the boogie, so it don't really matter. You never know when you're going to get your boogie on.
Do you know why I know that Matt Bryant stat?
Tell me.
Because
Andy?
I had my fantasy kicker draft last night,
and
I did a lot of research to go about drafting kickers. Now, I did not draft Matt Bryant. I was going to take him in the second round, but he was taken before I could before it came back around to me.
Did you just sit up there and say you did research for a damn kicker draft?
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah, I did. I did do that.
All right, man.
You know, a couple local kids. Oh, never mind. We don't need to get into that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.